Finally, Daniil spoke up.
We have no gold or silver with us. We each have but a few coins, which we will gladly give you.
I will see about that. I got to see what you've got under your shirt here, Jew. Hey, man, look at this. No gold, eh? It's a medallion made of solid gold on a golden chain he's wearing around his neck.
Just as we thought. Let's finish him off and take all the money.
Stop, you brutes!
Who dares speak to the royal soldiers of the Crusaders with disrespect? I'll run him through with my sword.
Oh, you will you?
Your Majesty, my deepest and most heartfelt apologies. Had I known it was His Majesty, I would never have dreamt of speaking in so disgraceful a manner. I beg forgiveness.
Step aside, peasant. Come hither, Jew. Let me see this golden ornament that you are wearing around your neck. Where did you receive it?
It was given to me by Edward, Prince of Alsace.
And why would he give something so valuable to a young Jew? Did you threaten him?
Oh, quite the contrary. I had saved the prince's life from a kidnapper, and he gave me this medallion as a symbol of his appreciation and thanks. He asked me to wear it always, and I have done so ever since.
Then it really is you, Daniel?
Yes, that is my name. But how did you know?
Do you still not recognize me? It is I, Edward, the Prince of Alsace, the one you rescued in the forest. I promise you that as long as you wear the golden medallion, no harm will befall you, and I'm true to my word. It is your good fortune that I happened to pass this way today on my way to the royal castle. Your God truly was protecting you today.
His Majesty, we really meant the Jews no harm. We were just sporting with them, you might say.
Quiet, you knave! Even if you wanted to tell the truth, your tongue wouldn't know how. Had I not chanced upon your sport, not one of these people would have been left alive, including this brave scholar who saved my life at the risk of his own. Now off with all of you! Never step foot in here again!
Yes, Your Majesty!
Your Majesty!
Your Majesty!
Your
Majesty! Your Majesty! Your Majesty! Your Majesty! Your Majesty! Your Majesty!
Prince Edward took the golden medallion and hung it once again around Daniil's neck.
This symbol of our friendship will never be broken as long as I live. I will never forget you, Daniil.
Nor will I ever forget His Majesty's kindness and friendship.
Who? Who?
I said I would never forget His Majesty's kindness.
Who? Who?
I said... Oh, it's him again!
Yes, and I think we should resolve never to forget a flying friend as well.
The next week after they had been so miraculously saved, the whole yeshiva, including the great Rabbeinu Tam, made a Sudas Hoda'ah, a special banquet to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for saving them from danger. Rabbeinu Tam addressed them all.
Just as the great Daniil, when the Jews were exiled to Bovel, was saved from the beasts in the lion's den, our own Daniil, with the help of Hashem, was able to save the entire yeshiva from danger. May he continue to grow in Torah and be a blessing to all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen.
And you can be sure that is exactly what did happen.